I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw The Invisible Man at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. The Invisible Man is the latest telling of the old dark tale about, you guessed it, a man who figures out a way to make himself invisible. However, this time around, there's a twist. The star in this film is Elizabeth Moss. She plays Cecilia, a woman who lives with an abusive and very controlling boyfriend by the name of Adrian. Adrian is rich and runs a tech firm that works in the field of optics. You know, cameras and stuff. So, when the movie opens up, Cecilia is escaping from Adrian. This is a tense scene right out the gate that gets this movie off to a perfect start. It's the middle of the night, Adrian's asleep, and Cecilia is moving ever so slowly and quietly as she sneaks around his house. The sound design is incredible as every move she makes seems to be extra loud because she's desperately trying not to wake this guy up. But Cecilia gets away, barely, and winds up staying at an undisclosed location with a friend of a friend. We see that she's traumatized by her horrible experience with Adrian. Paranoid, she's got the thousand-yard stare, and she's afraid to go outside, all because Adrian once told her that if she ever left him, he'd hunt her down. Well, it's not long before Cecilia is told that Adrian has in fact committed suicide. All's well that ends well, right? Well, actually, no, otherwise we wouldn't have a movie. So, Cecilia meets with Adrian's attorney and learns that Adrian left her $5 million. She happily accepts, and things are looking up when she starts to notice, well, strange things happening. Seems that stuff has a way of moving around on its own, and Cecilia starts hearing strange noises. She'll sense the presence of someone in the room with her even though she appears to be alone, and one night she has a harrowing run-in with an apparently invisible person who has found his way into her room. Cecilia concludes that Adrian has figured out a way to fake his own death and make himself invisible, and starts to tell her friend and her sister all about this. Needless to say, they don't believe her and think that at the very best she's struggling with the incredible trauma of what she's been through, or at the worst, she's cracking completely. As the Invisible Man continues, Cecilia succeeds in convincing everyone that she's gone insane. She winds up in custody in a mental home, and then man, does it get intense. Yes, Adrian is in fact not dead. He has faked his death and he's figured out a way to make himself invisible. This is all his ploy to destroy Cecilia and then maybe convince her the only way she'll have a life outside of a padded room is to go back to him. Okay, so I loved this movie. It's far better than one might assume from the title. The Invisible Man, you think? Really? They're making another one of these movies in 2020? Well, this Invisible Man is not schlock. It's a fantastic and actually scary thrill ride. First of all, there's the whole invisible thing. So in this movie, we get a more technically plausible explanation of how the man makes himself invisible. No, he doesn't inject himself with a serum or drink a potion. See, he's actually built himself a suit. A crazy tech suit with all kinds of cameras and displays on it. Remember that Adrian's an optics genius? And we do know that technology like this has at least nearly been achieved by some companies. So it's possible to at least suspend belief enough to accept this film's premise. And then there's Elizabeth Moss, the amazing Elizabeth Moss. Goodness, is she good at playing a person who is unwinding emotionally. At times, she does indeed come across as crazy, so when her associates express skepticism about the whole "my boyfriend made himself invisible" thing, it's not nearly as frustrating as horror movie skepticism in, say, some haunted house film. No, there's a reason for everyone to think that Cecilia has gone nuts here. It's not like in the typical ghost movie when some character will refuse to believe anything supernatural is taking place even though he just saw a piece of furniture hurl itself across a room or someone suspended on the ceiling while screaming. In The Invisible Man, it makes perfect sense that no one would believe Cecilia. And Elizabeth Moss does such an excellent job of coming across as frantic and terrified. But she's at her best in this film when she gets angry, and that's where the movie really comes together. So the Invisible Man gets intense when the gloves come off. Cecilia fights back and Adrian is almost on the run. There's an excellent scene in the mental home corridor where she manages to get out of her room and the invisible Adrian is fighting with a bunch of guards who can't even see him and don't know what's going on. The chase that follows is harrowing. And I mentioned the scares. One of this movie's jump scares really got me, and it's not a cheap one. After an especially tense scene in the attic of the house where Cecilia's been staying, she bumps right into the invisible Adrian and blam, it got me. Beautifully done, as there was no score or anything until the big payoff. This film was written and directed by Lee Whannell, who also gave us Upgrade, which was great, and Insidious 3, which I remember rather liking. Whannell is an associate of James Wan, and I suspect that he could be the next James Wan. You know, a guy who started out making lower-end horror films, but who distinguished himself while doing so and wound up going on to bigger and better projects. I hope that happens to Lee Whannell. He gives us a fresh take on the whole Invisible Man concept here, making Cecilia and the gaslighting that she's getting the main focus. He keeps this story interesting and relevant to our day. Plus, he knows how to craft a good film. The Invisible Man is well shot, it's not too long, it knows when to be quiet, it knows when to be loud, and it knows when to turn up the intensity. Elizabeth Moss carries this film on her shoulders and excels. I hope she's now an A-lister. I also liked Tom Dorman as the brother of the abusive Adrian. He has to come across several different ways throughout the course of this movie, and I admired the performance. It's got thrills, it's got chills, it's got twists and turns, it's got fantastic acting. The Invisible Man is a great movie. You know, there really isn't much else of interest playing right now, so go and check out The Invisible Man. I give it a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.